Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, as you know, our favorite method of communication is phone calls, just because I can get the most information from you on under those circumstances. And we love when you respond to Facebook questions, which you guys are doing with great alacrity and in large numbers. We love that part. And in between those two, I mean, the thing about Facebook is that lots of you respond, and some of you actually send questions there. But it's not, I just don't get as much information, not to mention it's kind of my choice of topic rather than your choice of topics. But, listen, communication is communication, and in between those two are
emails,
which I thought we would do right now.
Ooh.
Alrighty.
This one comes to us anonymously. And it goes like
we call them Ann. Ann or Andrew. Yeah.
Ann or Andrew writes, oh, I guess it would be Ann in this case, writes, how do I forgive my husband for not bringing in any income for the last 11 years? My husband is 15 years older than I. He is 65. He is healthy, not overweight, decent looking, articulate, educated. Yet since he was laid off over 10 years ago, he has not made any real efforts to bring money into our household. At the time he was laid off, we knew it was coming. Our son was about 2 years old at the time. Although we didn't agree on this plan, my husband became the stay-at-home dad. But by the time our son became full-day school age, I began to put some pressure on him to get work. With my salary, we just about break even, live hand-to-mouth. In the last 10 years, he's maybe brought in $20,000 total. I am angry and feel betrayed. I never thought he wouldn't get another job, at least for the first 5 years. I still had hope. We no longer have an intimate relationship. He is a good house husband, but this was never the agreement we made, ever. He has decent retirement savings, which, in honesty, is probably part of why I hesitate to divorce him. Also, life would be much harder for me and my son if we divorced, and I'm sure my husband would try to get custody and child support. I have times when I feel love toward him. We are on the same page about many things, but then I remember the financial stress he's put me under, and I find it hard to think kindly toward him. I really do not know what to do. I hate thinking of that. At 50, I would not have an intimate relationship anymore with anyone. Please, if you use this on air, do not use my name. Thank you.
Well, the name. We didn't, Annie. Yeah, we would not use your name.
Name was not provided.
Okay, here's the deal. There are lots of different kinds of relationships, and if you think about this for just a minute, if you were the man and he was the woman, and then it might be a little easier to accept, and I think most of us believe that our biology is not our destiny and should not be our destiny. It should still give us options. And I know we grew up in a society that says that men are the primary breadwinners, that they should be older and wiser, better educated, and make more money, and yada, yada. But presumably you married a man who was older than you were, and presumably part of that may have been that you felt that he would be your daddy, that he would sort of take care of you financially. And you need to look at what those assumptions were. My guess is that he's not any happier about not having work than you are, because work is certainly how men define themselves much more than women, and women are beginning to do it more and more. But women feel that they have lots of other options, and men feel that that is how they define themselves. And so the fact that he hasn't worked for 11 years, I'm sure, weighs even more heavily on him than it did on you. And technically, if the two of you are really going to be very honest about this, and he was staying home with a child, that I think you have to subtract probably some, at least 5 years out of that mix. And I don't know how much he takes your son. Most kids are not in school a full day. That they go to school at, say, 8 or 9 and are home by 2:30 or 3. And that's not a full working day for an adult. So it may be that he takes your son to school in the morning or sends him off to school. that maybe that he's there in the afternoons, and that if he weren't, that you'd have to either be there, somebody would have to be there, or you'd have to pay for some after-school help or something. So you may want to see, look, the point is, if you want to be angry, you probably don't need a whole lot of help. If you want to figure out a way to not be angry, I think you can think about it in terms of role reversal. If I were the man and he were the woman, it wouldn't be nearly as odious. But he does do things that I don't know whether he does a lot of the household chores. I don't know whether he does the cooking and the cleaning, and obviously he does presumably some of the child care. And maybe what you need to do is for a week, go off by yourself someplace and see how, and maybe go off with your son someplace for a week and just see how taking care of him or maybe let your husband go on vacation or something as an experiment and just see how it would be if your husband wasn't around, because my guess is he does more than you think he does at this particular moment, and that your life would be significantly more challenging, not only financially, but just in terms of time and effort and energy than it is with him around. And that might give you some respite. I'm not sure why the two of you don't have a physical life together. My guess is it's because you're angry with him, which makes it pretty hard to be physical with somebody. And at 65, he may or may not be employable in a conventional sense. I think rather than just being furious with him for what he hasn't done, because neither of you can undo what's been done, and it does sound to me at this moment that he is bringing in some income, even if it's his retirement, but that counts. I mean, money is money. It doesn't, if you win the lottery or you have a retirement account or you sell, the family jewels, I mean, it's still income is income. That maybe you can figure out a way to sort of understand that this is as difficult for him as it has been for you, that presumably it's frustrating. I know as women that we sort of look at our men and think, gee, you could be looking harder, or we could, you could get a job. Because I think most of us, if we lost our job, would go and wait tables. I mean, we'd do whatever it has to do. But we've been brought up in a completely different mindset than our men have. And it's too bad. It's too bad for us, and it's too bad for them. And I think that is changing. I think that our sons and our daughters, or at least hopefully our grandsons and our granddaughters, will have a different view of work and sexual politics and sociological functioning and all sorts of things than we grew up with. But I think you have to decide if you want to stay or you want to go. And if you want to, and it sounds like your email is kind of a, it's not a distillation of it, but it's a circling those issues. And if I were you, I would get out a paper and pencil, and I would write really stay or go at the top of and have two columns and write all the reasons to stay and all the reasons to go and look at that. Because if you want to go, I'd go and decide that it's not worth living the rest of your life being angry with somebody, and work out in some non-angry fashion a child care arrangement that suits you both. If you want to stay, then I think you have to figure out some reasons to understand his point of view. Maybe not to embrace it, but to at least understand it and not be quite so angry at him. Because the anger isn't serving you, isn't serving him, certainly isn't serving your child whatsoever. And if what you'd like to do is say to him, look, for the last 11 years, I've gotten out of bed every morning and gone off to work I don't particularly enjoy. So what I'd like us to do is I want to go to school and find something I enjoy doing. And I want you to be able to fill in some of those blanks. So maybe finding some part-time work or working, at the local McDonald's. It doesn't have to be full-time, and it doesn't have to bring much money in, but just has to make up the shortfall between my working full-time. Presumably also, one of the things you want to look at is make sure that you still have insurance coverage, because, especially with a young child. But I think you need to decide, do I want to stay or do I want to go? And decide that for at least the next 6 to 9 to 12 months of your life. And you can certainly make decisions along the way, but the day-to-day, do I stare or do I go, is going to make both of you really unhappy. And also, I think I would see if you could take a week where you're at work and your son's at school, and maybe wait till the fall, and have your husband not be there for a week, and just see what happens. See if it's a significantly different kind of event. And is it easier or is it harder? And that may help you make the do I stay or do I go decision a little more readily. 855-937-569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, just there's an interesting article in the paper today about climate change, and for those naysayers, the author of the paper is that incredibly liberal organization called the Pentagon. They're saying they issued a paper in February that said that climate change is an urgent and growing threat to our national security, contributing to increased national disasters, refugee flows, and conflicts over basic resources such as food and water. These impacts are already occurring, and the scope, scale, and intensity of these impacts are projected to increase over time. That's even scarier than it might be, don't you think? I mean, when the Pentagon is saying, they're preparing for more tourism and commerce in the Northern Sea Route, which runs through the Arctic along Russia's northern coast. They specifically mention a planned trip next year by the cruise ship Crystal Serenity through the notorious Northwest Passage, which runs from the Pacific to the Atlantic Oceans and has previously trapped ships in the ice. Northern Command, which includes Canada and the United States, has similar concerns about increased traffic in the area and the risks that will ensue. Future Arctic offshore drilling will also create a resource demand and the need for emergency response, risk reduction measures, and environmental projections. In the Middle East, they're worrying about water scarcity. It considers climate change when planning for humanitarian assistance, disaster relief, and training alongside local militaries based in the region. In Africa, disaster relief will be expanded to encourage countries on the continent to prepare better for climate change. So that's kind of scary, don't you think?
Oof-da.
Yeah, I mean, it's not exactly this sort of Greenpeace. It's the Pentagon saying climate change is a real issue and it's a real threat. I don't know that people have been. I don't know how people sort of downplay it. At any rate, all right. Let's finish up with smells and then we will go on to more profound and easier topics.
Yeah. Okay. So Anna says, women that wear perfume that is old and strong and that they pass you by and it lingers on and on and on and on.
Or their perfume arrives 5 minutes before they do. I am not like that. I loved her dearly, but you could always tell when she was rounding a corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Let's see now. Cindy says maple syrup.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an interesting one.
I like maple syrup.
Yeah.
I read once that like authentic maple syrup has some kind of hard to get vitamins, you know, not the high fructose kind of synthetic.
Yeah, I know. I have some in my refrigerator. A friend of mine has a Christmas tree farm. And so they sell maple syrup, among other things.
Huh,
and
cool.
We'll have to look it up, but I think you're probably right. There's probably a something in the tree resin. There you go.
Yeah. Leona says my husband opening a can of sardines.
Is it your husband
else?
Or yeah. the yeah? What if you were open the can of sardines? Or perhaps you never would.
My dad likes sardines on pizza. And I think
oh dear! Well, not even anchovies. He likes sardines.
Oh wait, it is anchovies. I'm sorry.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Is that less kind of offensive?
They're less smelly, but a little saltier usually.
Ugh.
They're actually very good for I think vitamin A, and I think calcium as well.
Yeah, but they look nasty.
They actually, if you eat Caesar salad, you probably have had them in really real Caesar salad. Although real Caesar salad dressing is harder to get because it uses a raw egg, and a lot of people won't do raw eggs anymore.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
There you go.
All right, Dawn says, crushed daddy long leg spiders. Is that something
I haven't
regularly?
I don't know. That's kind of an interesting issue.
You linked an article. I'm just going to go to it quick.
She included one?
A gentleman, and he says, and it's just about harvestman daddy long leg spiders, and I'll read it, and I'll kind of report back.
Later. All right, fair enough, yeah. This is one that I was saying, I mean, it's certainly unusual. I asked you to be specific, you were. All
okay.
right, keep going.
George says sauerkraut.
Oh, see, I love sauerkraut.
I love sauerkraut, too.
Yeah. When I was pregnant, I didn't crave ice cream or pickles. Although sauerkraut's got the same brine in it, but I would buy sauerkraut, come home and open it, and eat it raw from the can. I still love sauerkraut.
I've done that.
Yeah, I love sauerkraut.
Good stuff. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it is. Cabbage.
That's right.
Which is also very good for you as well. Apparently a lot of the kimchi is good for you as well.
Yeah, just fermented foods.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it depends. There's some controversy about it, but
sure.
All right, keep going.
Stephanie says, any poor dead animal carcass that is being cooked as someone's food.
Ooh, I think we have a vegan.
That's a bit strongly worded.
There you go. There we go. All righty.
And then finally, Sue Ellen says, Crabtree and Evelyn Flowery smells and the tire aisle in Costco, that rubber odor.
I don't mind that. I'll tell you the one that bothered me the most, and it was true in medical school, because there was some hippies, is musk. And musk, in theory, is I think it's cow sweat. It's actually from and it's the basis of a lot of perfumes, and I literally gag worthy. So what can I tell you? Again, our sense of smell presumably is part of what keeps us alive and healthy, even though it's sort of a pain in the neck when it's as hot as it is. All right, so have we mercifully finished up stinky smells?
That's everybody.
The stinky part of our program has now been over, thank goodness. Did you see Japan fired the world's most powerful laser to produce energy equal to 1,000 times the planet's power consumption? Called a Death Star weapon. I wish they'd call it something else. That seems a little upsetting. 2 petawatt laser beam. It's known as the Laser Fast Ignition Experiment, LFX. So I don't know what that means. Produced a huge amount of power. The energy required for the beam itself is equivalent to that needed to power a microwave for 2 seconds. That's not much. The team were able to produce such a high output from low energy by only firing the laser beam for a picosecond, or a trillionth of a second. But, I mean, that sounds like, they said, to amplify the beam's power, energy was applied to strategically placed glass panels along the 100-meter-long LFX device. Well, that's how you use a laser anyway, is that you sort of bounce the energy, you bounce the beam. With heated competition in the world to improve the performance of lasers, our goal now is to increase our output to 10 petawatts. A 50,000-watt laser successfully took down a drone just a mile away. The 50,000 kilowatt laser was built 10 billion times less powerful than the one that was used in Japan. Oops. I mean, it does sound scary, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. And not only did the Japanese laser generate twice as much power, but the team says it also has 100 times as much energy as its Texas rival. The laser linked to the Death Star laser in Star Wars, which is coming out at the end of the summer, is currently mainly of scientific interest rather than having any real-world purpose. I don't know. It seems worrisome to me. What can I tell you? One more thing to worry about, I suppose. And there is actually a drone story that that we had, which is they're saying that the drones could improve medical care access. I don't know. Well, we can talk about drones or talk about whatever it is on your mind when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh, veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get 2 meals free. That's right. 2 meals free. That's tryplated.com. Tryplated.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. and we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Gail, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm good, Gail. How are you?
Good, good. I just had a question about the arrangement with my current husband and his kids from a previous marriage.
Okay. How long have you been married?
Like 2.5 years.
Okay.
And we have a 7-month-old of our own.
Okay.
I don't have any kids of my own. You know, I didn't have kids previously.
Okay. How old are you, Gail?
34.
And how old's hubby?
He's 45.
Okay. How long did you date before you got married?
I would say 4 years.
Wow.
About four
okay.
years.
And he'd been divorced the whole time?
Yeah. Yeah. He was divorced a year before.
Good.
You know,
and how old are his kids?
12 and 9.
Okay. So the problem, where's the problem, Cookie?
They're very good kids.
Good.
It seems like ever since our baby was born, there's no there's no more structure with the visitation, especially on weekends, which, you know, I feel like I need some weekends for us or for myself.
Okay, tell me, before the baby was born, how often did he see the kids?
It was like every other weekend, and, you know, sometimes on weekdays he would take them out to dinner.
Okay. What's happened since the baby's been born?
They're almost every weekend they're here.
Well, there's probably two things that's happening. First of all, they're probably a little bit threatened by the fact that Daddy now has a new kid, but they also may just be enchanted with the child. Do they like the new half sib?
I think it's more of the second.
That's great.
They love the baby.
All right.
It's great. They're really great. That's why I'm calling, because, you know, it's just more that my husband he dotes on them a lot, so it's almost like he's not around anymore.
All right, so what do you want? I mean, in a perfect world, you want more time just with him or with you and
structure,
him and the baby?
No,
I don't know what structure means, honey.
Like, that. Usually I don't know what's happening every weekend, you know, and then they'll just be here, you know. So
is it, would knowing what time they were going to come over make any difference, or it's what the activity is?
What the schedule would be like. Is it their weekend, or is it...
Well, but it sounds like whether it's their weekend or not, they like coming over.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I'm prepared.
Take a deep breath for a minute.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you want? Let's ignore what is. Let's ignore the political rightness of it. I'm just saying, what do you want?
Just, I guess, more time with just us, or...
Us being you and your child?
You know, especially on weekends, because they're, you know, during the week it's different. Weekends are, you know, you have an actual whole day.
Right. Are they there? Do your stepkids come over on both Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah. So it would be the whole entire weekend. And, you know,
I got it. Do they stay overnight?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
All right. And what you would like is, would you settle for one day of the weekend a month where the kids weren't there?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be fun.
Because I think that's where I would start. I would just say, look, can we have the last Sunday of the month, so with nobody around, so we can sleep late, we can do whatever. Because what you don't want is the your stepkids feeling that they're not welcome.
Yeah.
And if they're 12 and 9, you probably got another year or two max with a 12-year-old, where the 12-year-old is going to have any interest in spending time with you, the dad, or the baby. All right? So, I mean, you're talking about a short-term problem. And I get it. I get that you've got a new baby. Do you work outside the home during the week?
No, but I'm starting to take some work and, you know, bring it home.
Okay. What I would do is I would settle, and there's another way of thinking about this. Since you and, especially with a young child, you and dad probably have some time during... It sounds to me that the issue, part of it, the issue may be you and dad having some time, just the two of you.
Yeah.
And so, because that may work better. When the kids come over, when the stepkids come over, do you guys ever go out on Saturday night, just the two of you?
No, unless it's like we bought tickets 2 months ago for an event. We don't do that.
See, I think that, like, my guess is, let me walk you through this, because I'm not sure, and I want to make sure that I'm sort of focusing on the right thing here with you. The problem is, if you go to the 12-year-old and 9-year-old, or the 12-year-old and 9-year-old's mother, and say, look, what we'd really like is on the last Sunday of the month, we don't want the kids over there, it's going to create chaos. I mean, you're going to get hurt feelings, and so let's not do that. But on the other hand, if what we're really trying to do is have a date night a couple times a month with you and your husband, in theory, that doesn't actually have to be a Saturday or Sunday night. But let's temporarily look at that. What I would do is get a really good babysitter over to watch all three of the kids, and they can do video. I mean, the 7-month-old is going to go to sleep, so that's not a problem. But a favorite babysitter to come over and have a party with the kids, or you guys go out late, or that you get pizza, and maybe everybody has pizza, or you get the kids pizza and video, and the babysitter stays and puts them to bed, and you guys have a couple of hours with yourself, maybe even twice a month. That's going to work better. Because the kids get some advantage about it. They still get to play with the baby. You're not shutting them down. And you get some special time with your husband.
Yeah.
I think that's going to work better. If you say to the, if you say to either the kids or the kid's mom, look, we need some time, just the three of us. See, they, and the good news about this, Gail, is they really view you as family. And
yeah.
I think that that's something that's worthwhile to be really very, very serious about. And I wouldn't do it. And I hear that you and your husband need some time together. But what I would do is on Saturday night, I'd get a really good babysitter, get videos, and let the kids, you know, have a pizza party. And they'll think it's fabulous. And you guys get to go out for dinner.
Yeah.
All right? Because
okay.
That's going to work a lot better than what you're planning. And as I said, I think this is a short-term problem. My guess is within the next 2 years max, the older child isn't going to want to come, and within the next couple of years after that, the younger isn't going to want to either. They'll spend a lot less time with you because they're going to start having a social life of their own. And Friday and Saturday and Sunday are going to be times they're going to want to spend with their friends, not with you.
Yes. Okay.
But if you and your husband have some time just by yourself, and I would be so protective of the fact that they love you and they love the new baby as opposed to being threatened by it. I think it's worth going out of your way a little bit.
Yes.
All right?
Okay. All right, great.
Good. And then you guys get a sexy night off.
Yeah.
At least a couple times a month.
Yeah.
And they'll think that's fine because they don't need you there. Everybody can watch television. And the other nights, I mean, you guys can tell ghost stories, or especially during the summer. And just get a really good babysitter that either they already know and like, or some teenager who's whacked enough, you know, with tattoos and nose rings and stuff, to get, you know, make sure it's not porn videos. But other than that, and everybody will have a great time.
Thanks.
Okay?
All right, thanks so much.
You're welcome. All righty. So we've been talking about the negative part of drones. Which I still worry about. I worry, as I said, on two different levels. One is the issue about privacy of sort of, I suppose, not only amateurs, but professionals kind of flying stuff around and peeking in windows. And, I mean, I suppose that maybe, I probably worry about more for amateurs sort of snooping than I do professionals, because I think there are probably cameras every place. I know certainly in Britain there are, and my guess is they are in the States as well, is that we are much more photographed than we think that we are. And in fact, there was a big fuss that they had a surveillance camera in Union Square that they thought was spying on homeless people, and there was such a protest that they made them take it down a couple of days ago. Said it was a watchtower. Actually, what they said was it could be a sniper tower, which was a little alarming. I mean, a watchtower is one thing. A sniper tower is something completely different. But with the issue of drones, they're now thinking that you could use drones for medical care. And when you think about medical care, it's not very clear, but it turns out that biomedical specimens, for example. And the question was that are drones, what about sort of shaky takeoffs and bumpy landings? And they just actually published something today that it doesn't actually impact blood samples. So there you go. He said there have been decades of research showing that poor access to medical care is more expensive and increases poor patient outcome. If we now have a cheaper way to move samples, it's a good thing, especially for patients who are hard to reach, whether they live in rural areas or places without good roads. Two drones transported earlier this month medicine to rural Southwest Virginia in a clinic, and the first FAA-approved medicine delivery by drone. There just hasn't been much research, for obvious reasons, into the impact of drone transport on specimens. Blood samples in particular could be impacted by the launch and landing, because you have to throw it into the air and it lands on its bottom. They said fragile platelets could be affected. They took 336 blood samples from 56 healthy adult patients, drove them to a site, packed as if they belonged to a patient, and loaded onto a drone. They stayed in the air from 6 to 38 minutes. All of them were driven back, and basically there wasn't any difference between drones and those that stayed on the ground. So there you go. So maybe medicine will figure good use for drones as opposed to the worst rest of us. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business.
And we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. I thought what we would do is take a quick look at drones just because the story about... the Death Star one, which is a little alarming, and the medical... the fact that you can deliver blood in a drone, I thought it was sort of a reassuring one. So I thought we'd... The idea is that what are your feelings about drones? And you can hear, I'm sort of on some level enchanted with the idea of being able to fly one, even though I don't have one. On the other hand, not really comfortable about the misuses of it. So let's hear what people are saying about. Do you have any feelings about drones one way or the other, Trevor?
You know what I do? I think that from a professional standpoint, I can see them being incredibly helpful and amazing. But for amateurs and people getting their hands on them and getting them into sticky situations, it's probably a nightmare.
See, I probably feel exactly the opposite. I probably feel
really?
Like for amateurs, they're kind of stupid, but
that's
relatively harmless other than sort of, you know,
I think
sort of crashing them. But for professionals, the idea of, first of all, as I said, privacy and weapon delivery systems. And when people talk about shooting down a drone, several things occur to me. First of all, what do you shoot them down with? Second of all, what if you miss them? And so whatever it is that you're using as ammunition goes flying someplace else. If you do shoot them down, you're talking about something that is falling out of the sky. And even if we know something is relatively lightweight, that there have been all sorts of situations where people drop relatively light things out of a window and cause significant damage because of the distance that they've been dropped. So I probably worry more about it on a professional level. I think that amateurs, you know, sort of messing around with it are kind of irksome, but not particularly dangerous. I think professionals dealing with them have the potential to be incredibly dangerous.
I think we're saying the same thing from opposite sides. Like I'm saying, professional videographers, people taping concerts, you know, people surveying wildland areas for fire, and from that perspective, they could be awesome. But a guy with just flying one around, getting in the way of police helicopters, getting in the way of health, you know.
Well, or somebody who's deciding, I mean, to drop something icky on somebody.
Well, yeah, I think that it'd be way more nefarious in the hands of just.
Bad guys.
Bad guys, you know, obnoxious kind of vandals. But, you know, I think they'd
I'm
be
not
really
sure we're saying different things. I think we're saying different things, but but nevertheless, I suspect they're here to stay.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think the story that elicited the question was drones being at the site of a crash and keeping helicopters who were potentially life being able to actually do some good, including saving people's lives, weren't able to access it. And as you say, firefighters.
Man.
All right, let's see what people said about drones.
All right. Jim says, they are cool, and I can't wait to get my Amazon Prime merchandise even faster. There you go.
Well, let's hear when you get one. I mean, as I said, I shared that perspective. I just I don't know. I mean, the idea of being able to send, you know, a drone out over, like a cruise ship. I live in a place where you can see there are, in fact, cruise ships in here today. To be able to send a drone out over a cruise ship and take a picture and have it come back to me, I think would be thrilling. On the other hand, as I said, I was at a private fireworks display and some yo-yo had a drone and it was really distracting. It, first of all, it made noise. Second of all, it was light and distracted from the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, if I were on a cruise ship and a drone flew over me, I'm not sure I'd feel about it. And I'm not sure that I'm talented enough to be able to make a drone leave and then come back. I mean, I have the sense that I would be crashing drones with great regularity. This is not my strong suit, I don't think. All right, so. So one of our guys can hardly wait to get his Amazon Prime. did you hear me? Oh, you weren't here yesterday when we talked about that somebody had a $250,000 diamond engagement ring on, I don't know if it was Amazon or eBay or something, but I can't imagine buying something worth, you know, $250,000 on eBay. But what about selling it? And what's the story behind that? There was something that said, I do, now I don't.
Interesting.
Selling an engagement ring? I don't know. I suppose that you might as well sell. If you could sell a wedding gown, you might as well sell an engagement ring. I don't know. What about size? And I don't know. It does seem to me a little.
I
don't know
about
this.
That's a ridiculous amount for a wedding ring, but.
Well, this was I think 10 carats or something.
Jeez, that's craziness.
Yeah, it's an awful lot of money for a piece of for a rock.
No doubt. All right, so Veronica says, could be dangerous. I really don't like them. We have enough things to watch for already. In the hands of careless or bad people can become fatal.
I don't. Has anybody actually been killed? Let's see if we have a. I'm going to. You see drone. killings. Let's see.
I think that kind of California situation with the fire approaching a highway and then the helicopters not being able to get into space because of the...
All right, this says drones. The U.S. keeps killing Americans in drone strikes mostly by accident. They're saying Thursday the White House acknowledged that an American hostage, Warren Weinstein, had been inadvertently killed in a U.S. operation.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, but these are military strikes.
Right, that's a different...
This is saying American boy killed in U.S. drone strike far away from any armed conflict. Well, these are military, which sort of worries me. They said 2 years ago the administration announced that four American citizens had been killed in drone strikes in Yemen and Pakistan. But this is military, so I don't know. Those are the ones that have been acknowledged. I don't know if any citizens have any sort of people killed by amateurs. So my listener is buying their cool drones. So I don't know. And you're not supposed to call them drones, you're supposed to call them quadrupellers or something. Because a drone apparently specifically refers to the military, and these are, if a hobbyist, you're supposed to refer to them by another name.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep going. Who knew that this was going to be a controversial topic?
Casey says, while I appreciate the videos they make with them at music festivals and concerts, such as Red Rocks Amphitheater when they're flying around during a show, we are definitely in the future.
Well, all right, so having been to Red Rocks in my youth, don't you find them distracting? You know, I suppose that's a question to ask rhetorically because... First of all, I'm asking a question of somebody who's responded to me on Facebook. And second of all, we're just about the end of the program for today. But, you know, as I said, the only time that I've actually been in a situation where I knew it was a drone, and people said, oh, it's a helicopter. I said, no, it's not. It's much too small. It's much too close. It's not noisy enough. It's clearly a drone. But I found it very distracting. And at a concert, I guess part of it depends on how loud the concert is and how loud the drone is. But, I mean, look, if a cell phone in a movie screening is distracting, presumably a drone at a concert in the dark is. So, all right. We'll get, who knows? Drones, I guess, are the future. My program will be brought to you tomorrow by drones. No, it won't. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.